The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Rotberg, author of the halachic work Emergencies in Halacha, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Tes, brings down. It's the middle of a conversation. We're coming in the middle of a conversation, but it's about 10 lines from the bottom. He says, Amalei, Gav Hayad V'Gav HaRegel Shaini. The top of the hand and the top of the foot is different. The Amar of Adabar Masna, Amar Rav, Gav Hayad V'Gav HaRegel, the top of the hand and the top of the foot, Harehen Kemaka Shel Cholo, that's considered a Maka Shel Cholo, it's an internal injury, Machal Nalein Es HaShabbos. And for an internal injury, I could be Machal Shabbos for. The Gemara is bringing over here, this is a Gemara in other places as well, that says that although it's usher to be Machal Shabbos, certainly with an Issur D'oraisa, to anything which isn't life-threatening, anything which is a Makah Shel Chalal, anything which is an internal wound, a Makah Shel Chalal, that is mutter to be Machal Shabbos, not just mutter, you're mechuy to be Machal Shabbos, to repair any injury or to treat any injury or illness which is an internal injury which is considered a life-threatening ailment. Now, why the top of the hand and the top of the foot is considered injury which could kill somebody, a life-threatening ailment, that's unclear. I've heard different suggestions from different doctors as to what it could mean as with regard to infection and different reasons, but that I'm not sure about. Now, just being able to classify what is considered a makah shel chalal, what is a makah that's considered a life-threatening illness and ailment, something which is not very clear, and we'll try to address a few of these things. Now we know there's three categories and possibly a few subcategories with regards to treatment and medical issues on Shabbos. The first category is a chodesh yesh bo sakana. Someone who's sick that his life is in sakana because of his ailment or injury, that is the first category. For that category, we are machal Shabbos. We do anything. There's no such thing as desecration of Shabbos. It says that somebody who stops and asks questions when it comes to a life-threatening ailment, it's a contemptible thing, and it's paramount to murder. So this is a serious thing that if one is required to be Mechal Shabbos. The Gemara and Yuma and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch says that when it comes to saving human life on Shabbos, we don't try to find a katan, we don't try to find a guy or a woman. Not we tried a day Gedolei Yisrael. A gadol, and it says that even the most respectable person, you should do it. Someone who understands that on Shabbos there is no such thing as Shabbos with regards to life-threatening ailments, and we have to be mechal Shabbos and it's not called Shabbos to save life. There's another category of sakonis aver. Sakonis aver means there's a risk of to the limb. Now this is a big mistake which a lot of people make. They describe risk to limb is that where someone's limb got cut off. Now obviously that's not accurate at all. Someone who had a limb cut off, that's called a chodesh yesh bo sakana. So it's a definite sakana. There's a risk of infection and shock and the bleeding out. And obviously, that's not what it means. Sakana zeiva means an ailment or injury which could affect the functioning of a limb. Reb Chaim Na writes that even if the person will be able to have that limb, but there will be some reduced functioning in that limb, that's already called sakana zeiva. Now, for sakana zeiva, when a yid is not allowed to do malacha d'oraisa, but a goy would be allowed to do a malacha for a yid, and he would not need to. A yid would be able to do a malacha d'rabbanan. Meaning, a yid can pick up a phone. A Jewish person could go. He could pick up the phone, call the local EMS, call a taxi, drive, go with that person to the hospital. He can't drive because that's a malacha d'oraisa for a sakana sefer. Well, this is a classical case of sakana sefer would be a detached retina, where the person is not going to die from having a detached retina. But if it's not going to be repaired within a certain amount of time, sometimes within 24 hours, then he will lose function in that eye. And therefore, that would be a classical case of sakana seiva with a risk to a limb, but there's no risk to life. Secular torture would be the same thing, where if it's not treated within 24 hours, he has a risk of losing a limb, he will not die. Then there's the other category of chodesh eimei sakana, which is talking about somebody who is bedridden as a result of an injury or ailment, And in that case, he's allowed to do a shvus to shvus, which means a double derabanan. For example, he would be allowed, assuming that making a phone call is derabanan, which I don't know if we could assume that, but if we are to assume that, then he would be able to call on a phone with a shinoi that he's doing two derabanans to treat this ailment. Now, this is one of the hardest case, one of the hardest things to classify is what is called life-threatening and what isn't. Now, the good part is that when an emergency happens on Shabbos, most times, it's not really relevant to us to sit there classifying it, because there's a great rule, which is that whenever there's a suffix chodesh yesh b'sakana, where one is in doubt whether there is a chodesh yesh b'sakana, whether there's somebody with an ailment which is life-threatening proportions, that is considered like a vavei sakana, it's considered as a certain definite sakana, and he has to be treated as such. So therefore, If a person comes and he has excruciating stomach pains, now you're right. Could be that it's heartburn, it could be gas, it could be anything. But it also could be a kidney infection, it could be a gallbladder infection, it could be anything. It could be an appendicitis. We don't know what it could be. So being that we don't know what it is, it always falls under the category of suffix, where I'm unsure of what it is, and therefore I would be allowed to be mechal Shabbos to treat this patient. So talk about a few of the common ailments where this comes up. Kidney stones. So now, obviously, if it hasn't been pre-established before Shabbos or on Shabbos through a doctor or some healthcare professional that it could be relied upon, so then a person can't know that it's kidney stones unless he has lasers in his eyes. He wouldn't know that it's kidney stones. But now if a person has already an established case of kidney stones, he's in excruciating pain, so that would be the classical case. That could be it's an internal injury, but it's being that we know that it's not a sakana, there's no risk of life in a typical case, so that would be in one of those cases we wouldn't be allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Now obviously this is there's a lot of generalizations, there's certain cases we have to make sure that it could be a possible infection. It could be a person that only has one kidney in a certain, and there are a lot of people born with only one kidney, and they may not even know. And it's either complete blockage in that one kidney, it could be a sakana. So I'm not talking about cases where we don't know, but in the cases where we were by the doctor and it was already established that this is not a sakana, this would be a typical case where we would not be allowed to be mechal Shabbos but via doing a melacha d'oraisa, meaning that we couldn't call Hatzalah to come with a Jewish driver to take him to the hospital if it's been pre-established that it's not a sakana. But in that case, you would be allowed to call for a local EMS or a car service to take him to the hospital to be treated for his pain. So what's interesting is that, the other cases, which is very common, is stitches. Stitches on Shabbos is, in my opinion, a big misconception out there that people say that you're allowed to do stitches on Shabbos because it's a chodesh yesh by sakana, there's a sakana here because there's a possibility of infection. Being that there's an open wound here, it's going to be infected, so therefore it's a chodesh yesh by sakana. Now, there's a few issues involved in stitches. The one issue is calling Hatzalah. We can have a Jewish driver drive, which is doing thousands of lachos d'oraisa every time he drives to a call. And then there's another issue of taking him to a plastic surgeon, a doctor, who's Jewish, because there's a big machlokes hapoiskim, whether or not yesh tfira ba'adam or ain't tfira ba'adam, whether there is such a thing as the whole malacha of toifah, the malacha of sewing, whether that concept exists in a person. We know that binyan ba'adam, the building ba'adam, we learn out that this pasuk came out to teach us by Adam that there's a concept of binyan ba'adam, that there's something as building, which is relevant with regard to putting back a tooth on Shabbos, that it could be that it's building. But with regard to sewing, the Machlekes HaPosim, Shemizama, B'yashad, Ayin Fisher, they all talk about whether or not there's an Issa Tfira B'Adam, whether doing stitches is an Issa D'Oraisa or not. There may be other issues. There may be issues of making the knot, even if it's dissolvable, it's over, depends how long it's going to take. So doing stitches is definitely a lot of possible Issa D'Oraisa. Now, what's interesting is that I've seen from a lot of research brought from different studies done that said that in most cases, the risk of infection actually greatly increases from stitches. And the reason is because Shem made a great system in where the body will reject any foreign object or bacteria and it'll send it outside the body. But once a person has stitches, so now there's any bacteria inside there, so now it's in a dark place and it's fester there. And if anything, that stitches actually increase the risk of infection, it doesn't reduce the risk of infection. So these are the types of things that we have to know when we're trying to figure out whether we could be Machal Shabbos, whether a Yid could do a Melacha D'oraisa or not. These are the things that we really have to, that we have to understand, and we have to have a very, very clear understanding. Now, if we, now, there are a lot of cases where stitches could be a Sederai, where it could be a Chol Shesh Bo Sakana, where it could be a definite Sakana. For example, there's profuse bleeding which isn't stopping. Sometimes on the scalp, there's so much, there's such a rich blood flow from the neck and above that sometimes on the scalp it's hard to stop the bleeding unless you have a few stitches. Sometimes there's another issue. A person has a human bite. We know that the human mouth is full of bacteria and disease and there's a great risk of infection. So it could be, it could be that there's another reason why it's not just stitches now. There's another reason, a charge of infection. Always mechanism of injury. The mechanism of injury, how did this injury happen? If the person happened to be walking by something and got a cut, okay, a knife cut him. Now that's one mechanism of injury. If the person fell down a flight of steps, now the mother is hysterical because he's bleeding, and the father says, "Whoa, bleeding! I remember hearing a shir that we're not machal Shabbos for stitches. It's not the stitches. He fell down a flight of steps. He may have a concussion." So obviously, when trying to figure out these things, we always err on the side of caution, but that doesn't alleviate the fact that we have to understand and know what the guidelines of what to do and what not to do. Now, with regards to the eyes, is a very, very interesting question. The Gemara says, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says that it's talking about certain eye ailment that says that a disease in the eye is connected to the heart. So I did see from Dr. Abraham Steinberg, and he writes certain ailments. What the Gemara is talking about, that where a disease in the eye could affect the heart, and therefore it's considered a sakana. Dr. Roth told me that he had this question. But let's say the Gemara seems to say that an ailment in the eye could be a sakana to nefashis. But he said that he's an eye doctor, he's an eye surgeon, and he's he went to Shlomo Zalman and asked him the following question. He told him, he says, let's say someone comes to me with an ailment in his eye, and I know that it's not a sakana. What do I do? So there was a machlekes of Shlomo Zalman and of Yashiv. In that case, what you do? So Shlomo Zalman, so Yashiv said, if you know that it's not a sakana, so you can't treat it. Shlomo Zalman said, no, that it says that a sakana in the eye is related to the heart, therefore you'd be able, that you are allowed to. But the truth is that it's an interesting thing because we know gavayad means the top of the hand, that a cut on the top of the hand is a sakana. I never saw anybody who got a cut on the top of his hand and kol hatzala because it says in the Gemara that it's a sakana. And the reason is because in Shulchan Aruch says, anything that we know in that ailment, that it could wait, that ailment could wait to be treated until after Shabbos, is also chalav of the Shabbos. You're not allowed to be machal Shabbos. Meaning, if let's say we know with certainty, and the Mishnah Berurah writes over there that we have to be extremely certain that it's not going to be a sakana, we know that it's not going to lead to a sakana on Shabbos by waiting until after Shabbos, when mechuyev, then you have to wait. So obviously that wouldn't mean somebody with chest pain that he has a pretty good feeling that he'll make it till the end of Shabbos. Obviously somebody that waits for that, he's a chassid shaita, and it's also to wait till the end of Shabbos. But in the case where, in other cases, where it's not a question of a sakana right now. You know, it's a question of a person, his child is sick and he may have a strep throat. He knows that he can wait till after Shabbos. He knows that nothing's going to happen if he waits. In those cases, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, that if you know for a fact that your child is not feeling well, it's possible to be strep throat, but you know for sure that if you were as Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday and you were by a chasna, you would not leave. If you were busy at work, you wouldn't leave to take that child to the hospital, and not because you're being irresponsible, because that's the right way to treat that particular ailment. So then you would have to wait till after Shabbos. So a great rule of thumb to try to figure out exactly what's called a sakana, what's not called a sakana, what's a treat on Shabbos, and what's not, is that Rosh Hashanah Zalman says this in Mincha Shleim, he says the following. He says, the possible barometer is, he says, what would a person do during the week? And he explains the following. He says, immunizations, he says, if let's say the doctor suggests that at 2 years old you should get a certain immunization, a certain shot. And a person realizes on Shabbos that his son turns 2 years old and he didn't get that shot. So he says, during the week, nobody would take off of work to run to the doctor because my son is 2 years old today, and the best and the optimum time to get that shot is at the 2-year-old birthday, so let me go get that shot. He says, therefore on Shabbos, it wouldn't be Machal Shabbos either. He says, but let's say I knew that on Shabbos, if I don't get shots today, I don't get immunizations for my child today, he'll never be able to get it in his life, for whatever which reason. He says, during the week, a person would run out of work to get and give his children those immunizations. He says, so therefore on Shabbos I would also be allowed to. So in essence, the barometer of measuring these things is that we have to do exactly what we would do during the week. And if during the week we would take care of this in a hurried way, then on Shabbos we would certainly have to. And if during the week we wouldn't give it a second thought and wait, then that would be a possible barometer. Obviously a lot of different exceptions, but this would be a possible barometer to figure out what is the Chodesh Shabbos like on Shabbos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.